Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello, friends. In today's mini episode, I'm going to talk about how to get the most out of a tarot consultation when you are the seeker and someone else is the reader. So we already know, if you've been listening to past episodes, that the tarot has a very rich history and a ton of symbolism, and that it serves as a tool for self-reflection and introspection. But in order to really get into the nitty-gritty and unlock its transformative potential, you have to approach it with the right mindset and ask the right questions. So in this mini episode, I will be explaining the nuanced dynamics of tarot reading. I'm going to emphasize its role as a mirror, go over the importance of crafting good questions, and the significance of having background information when you're doing a tarot consultation with a reader. And then we'll even talk a little bit about the relationship between the seeker's intuition and the reader's intuition. And this will illuminate how tarot readings unfold as this two-way street of insight and understanding. So, number one, the tarot is a mirror. It's not a crystal ball. At its core, the tarot functions like a mirror. It reflects the seeker's inner truths, emotions, and experiences. So this is very different from fortune telling, which is something that claims to predict the future with absolute certainty. The tarot doesn't do that. It offers guidance and perspective. So each card serves as a mirror or a peek behind the curtain, if you will, and it invites the seeker to explore their subconscious thoughts and feelings and to confront the challenges with clarity and wisdom. Then, by embracing the tarot as a reflective tool rather than a prophetic oracle, seekers can cultivate a deeper understanding of themselves and their life's journey. Number two, it's important to ask quality questions when you're working with the tarot. The quality of the questions that are posed during a tarot reading will significantly impact the depth of the insight that you receive. So good questions are very open-ended, they're empowering, and they're focused on personal growth. Instead of seeking simplistic yes or no answers or validation, seekers are encouraged to inquire about the underlying factors that are influencing their circumstances and the actions that they could take to navigate challenges effectively. So by framing questions in a very constructive manner, seekers can then tap into the tarot's wisdom and they will gain valuable insights that will make sense to them and resonate with them on a deeper spiritual fundamental level. I think that oftentimes seekers don't really realize the kinds of questions that they're asking. They really are just coming to the tarot to either get validation or a yes or no, or to gain information about the future that just cannot be known. And so sometimes they ask questions that are not effective when you're working with the tarot. And questions that aren't effective would be questions that stem from fear or uncertainty, or like I said, a desire for external validation. So closed-ended inquiries that seek definitive yes or no answers or predictions about the future really limit the tarot's potential to offer meaningful guidance. So instead of fixating on outcomes, I encourage you to focus on personal growth and understanding. So by reframing questions to emphasize self-awareness and empowerment, seekers can then harness the tarot's power to navigate the challenges and complexities in their life and approach them with more confidence and clarity. Some examples of good versus not so good questions would be, instead of asking, will I ever find love? The question that is more effective with the tarot would be, what can I do to create the love life I truly desire? Instead of asking, when will I find a new job? You can ask the tarot, how can I approach finding a new job? Instead of asking, does my ex still love me? You could ask the tarot, what do I need to know about my past relationships and how can I attract the right relationship for me? It's all about personal growth, stepping into your own power. So number three, we're going to talk about the importance of background information. So on this podcast, people write in their issues by filling out the form on my website for a free tarot consultation on the podcast. They fill out the form, and then if they provide a lot of detail and a lot of good background information, I select that inquiry to do a mini tarot reading. I get a lot of responses on these forms. I get a lot of submitted forms that don't follow the directions. They just ask a question. They're like, when am I going to find love? What's the name of my future husband? And that's not what it's about. So I'm going to explain the importance of having more background information. When I have context and background information, that is going to make for a very fruitful tarot reading. Whether the seeker is looking for guidance on a specific issue or a broader understanding of the challenges that they're going through, sharing relevant details allows me to tailor the interpretation to the seeker's unique circumstances. So understanding past experiences, their current challenges, the desired outcome that they're looking for, they all serve as these little signposts or guideposts that inform the tarot's insights. So when you offer a comprehensive view of your situation, you empower me to be able to provide nuanced guidance through the tarot that will resonate with you and that will facilitate meaningful growth for you. Now, when I do one-on-one private tarot consultations over Zoom, then we're face-to-face and it's much more of a two-way street of intuition where the seeker can explain their situation. I can start pulling some cards. I can start asking questions. I can get feedback. Those are the most effective. So there's a relationship that needs to take place between the seeker's intuition and the reader's intuition. So as I lay the cards out, both myself and the seeker are engaged in this interpretation of drawing upon both of our intuitive insights to unlock the hidden meanings inside the tarot. So while I serve as a guide, interpreting the cards through my expertise and my experience, the seeker's intuition also plays a vital role in interpreting the messages that resonate the most deeply with them. So this dynamic exchange of energy and insight really transforms the tarot reading into a collaborative journey of self-discovery, where both the seeker and myself as the reader contribute to the perspectives that are illuminating the path forward. So the point that I'm trying to make is I've had such a huge response to putting out a form that you can fill out to receive a tarot consultation on this podcast. And anytime that I do a tarot reading that is made public on the podcast, it is 100% free. But I get a lot of inquiries that either ask closed-ended questions, don't provide any details or background information, or that are asking me to just predict the future for them. And so this episode is about understanding what the tarot can really do for you and how it works and the information that's needed in order to make it work. And then I'm also really excited to announce that if you go on my website, www.thespiritkeepersarchive.com, and you want a private tarot reading, I offer 75-minute tarot readings. We pull as many cards as necessary. We dig in. Those are scheduled. Those are done over Zoom. There's a back and forth. We rely on my expertise. We rely on your intuition. And we really work together to figure out the situation and come up with a plan of action for moving forward. I hope that the information in this mini episode was positive and was helpful to you in your own tarot readings and in understanding how I work with the tarot specifically on this podcast and on my website. I hope you found value in this today. If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.